This is Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmel Radio News Update at 8, I'm Olive Thomas. President George Weah has described Liberia's economy as broken with an empty government coffers. The Liberian leader spoke yesterday when he delivered his first State of the Nation address. He also spoke about an unprecedented high unemployment in the country with very low foreign reserves. Describing it as a challenge, President Weah said it can only be overcome through collective efforts with other branches of government.
Our economy is broken. Our government is broke. Our currency is in free fall. Inflation is rising, unemployment is at an unprecedented high, and our foreign reserves are at an all-time low. This is the challenge that we face. In order to overcome these constraints and reverse this trend, we, the executive, will have to work in close collaboration with you, the legislature, a separate but coordinate branches of government to find solutions to these obstacles to our progress and development.
President Weah, who said his presidency is just 1 week old, said he could not deliver a comprehensive report to the legislature. He mentioned that his report was largely inherited from former President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, but the president told the audience that he would propose legislations that will focus on the improvement of the lives of Liberians and promoting his proper governance policy. The UN and the African Union Saturday signed a new development pact as the 30th AU summit got underway in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that working side by side with AU represented the most important single partnership that the UN has. Standing alongside Musa Faki, chairperson of the AU, after signing the new framework for the implementation of Africa's Agenda 2063 and 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, the UN chief said the continent was key to solving global problems. He said lasting peace could not be achieved globally without Africa and its leaders working to end conflicts at home and making more headway on conflict prevention and resolution. 12 grade students in Nima County risked imminent expulsion from writing the West African Senior Certificate Examination, WASC, for 2017-2018 academic year. The West African Senior Certificate Examination is expected to be administered to Liberian senior students this year for the first time in the country. Speaking to journalists Monday, the head of the affected students, Winston Parkway, of the San Nicolas Central High School, blamed the situation on the harsh economic situation in the country. According to student Parkway, they have not completed payment to sit for the exam. He claimed that though acquiring the $60 for fees is difficult, the administration of WASC is refusing payments of the equivalent in Liberian dollars. Meanwhile, authorities of WASC set yesterday, January 29, as deadline for the online registration for the test. The news is coming to you from Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Kenya's main opposition coalition, the National Super Alliance, NASA, says it will press on with a planned inauguration banned by the authorities. There is tension in the capital, Nairobi, where the event is scheduled to take place. Police have declared the venue, Euro Park, as out of bounds, but have asked citizens to go about their normal duties. The Interior Minister on Monday dispelled a fake directive that said people were to stay home on Tuesday. A NASA press statement issued on the eve of the event said all was set for the swearing-in of its leaders. The statement signed by NASA CEO Norma Magaya added that they intended to hold a peaceful event as allowed by law, advising attendants to avoid confrontation with police officers at all costs. And African first ladies were not left out as their husbands deliberated over issues of peace, security and corruption as concerns the continent. The Organization of African First Ladies Against HIV and AIDS was also active on the sidelines of the just-ended 30th African Union Heads of States and Government meeting in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. Overall, 17 First Ladies met for what was their 20th Ordinary General Assembly at the AU headquarters. Their discussions centered on efforts by African nations to meet HIV infection reduction targets ahead of the year 2020. That's the Ome Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.umissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I'm Olive Thames. Good morning.